they're walking and you're in your car, you might say, can I give you a ride? Okay. Anything else, any other way of saying it? No? Okay. What if you were walking and they were walking too? You know, you just wonder.
To walk
up?
You gonna walk up there?
Okay. Okay. Would it make any difference if you were speaking to a man or a woman?
Yes.
Okay. To get a boat up on land, you tie a rope to the bow and
tie it. Pull.
Okay. And the opposite of pull is
push.
Okay. If you had a sack of groceries, went to the grocery store and got a sack of groceries, but you didn't have your car, so you picked it up and what at home?
Carried it home.
Okay. And if you had 3 sacks of groceries and you had so much you could just hardly carry it, you'd say you what at home?
Carried it all home.
Okay. You might say, tell a child, that stove is hot, so
don't touch it.
Okay. If you want a knife and send somebody for it, you say, go, that knife.
Go fetch that knife.
Okay. What kinds of outdoor games did you used to play?
Football, softball, croquet, tennis.
Okay. What kinds of outdoor games that were sort of, I mean, children's games, just sort of unofficial, sort of neighborhood kind of?
Chase, fox across the river, freeze tag.
Okay, what's fox across the river?
You have to designate a certain area, like the space between 4 trees that would be rectangular shaped or something. And that would be an area that the team has to cross before the team that's in the area can touch them. So you yell fox across the river and everybody runs across, and then the last person to be tagged wins.
Oh, okay, I get it. Okay, chase, was that, do you have a specific way of playing that?
No.
Okay, just chase somebody.
Just somebody is it.
Somebody is what?
Somebody has to be, quote, it.
Okay.
And it chases people, and the last one to be tagged would be a winner or something.
Okay. And what was the other thing you named?
Freeze tag?
Yeah, what's freeze tag?
That's a tag game, a chase game, and you have 2 teams. And whenever one team is it, okay, and whenever one of the running teams is touched by an it, they have to stop right where they are. And they can only move again when one of their teammates touches them and unfreezes them. So that, and then the team that, I don't know, I guess they change positions when everyone is frozen at the same time.
Yeah, okay. Did you ever play hide
and seek?
Okay.
Yeah.
There are different ways of playing. How'd y'all play?
We never had enough people to do anything immaculate, so we just had 2 people and we would hide and see if the other person could find them before they quit.
Okay. Did the person who went and hide try to get back any place?
Sometimes they try to get back to base.
Is there another name for the base?
No.
Okay. What kind of circle games did you play?
Drop the handkerchief.
How do you play that?
Bunch of kids get in a circle. They choose one person to be it. And the people in the circle close their eyes and sit there and sing a song. No, I guess not. I think so. And they just close their eyes and the it runs around the outside of the circle and drops a handkerchief behind somebody. And the person that dropped it behind us to notice the handkerchief, pick it up, and chase it around the circle before it gets back to the other person's place.
Okay. They're seated?
No, they're standing.
They're standing. Okay. Did you play Ring Around the Rosie?
Yeah.
How'd you play that?